Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Vov Omud Beis, in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we're in the middle of Kuf Nun Ches. We just started this yesterday. The halachos of Netilas Yodayim, very important halachos. And we're up to Sif Beis, which begins on the bottom of Mem Vov Omud Aleph. And the Mechaber writes, Yesh Mi Sha'omer, there is an opinion that states, it's brought down from the Rokeach, Shem Eino Ochel, we spoke yesterday about the importance of washing the Netilas Yadayim if you're going to have a kibetzah's worth of bread. If you're eating a certain amount of bread, you have to wash the Netilas Yadayim and you make a bracha on the Netilas Yadayim, as we all are familiar with. Today he brings down that the Rokeach holds that if you're not going to eat an entire kibetzah, then you should wash your hands, but you should not make a bracha. There are differences of opinion as to how much a kibetzah is. One simple understanding would be that it's 2 kizesim. Again, there are other opinions. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tes further explains this din of pachos mi kibetzah. And he writes, Hatam, the reason for this is, Mishum dila'inyan tuma, in regards to tuma, for an item to be able to accept tuma, pachos mi kibetzah ain't a makabel tuma lidaraisa. The item cannot accept tumah. There's a famous machlokish Rashi and Tosis on this. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins over here. They were talking about if the item that is going to be touched by something that is tumah is less than the size of a kibetzah, it doesn't have the ability to become tumah. It can't accept tumah if it's that small, midaraisa, according to the din daraisa. In the Shaar HaTzion, Sivkat and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is based upon the Vilna Gaon and many other achronim. And the Vilna Gaon himself, however, didn't hold like this, and he held that even a kizayis, you have to make a netilas yadayim min the etzem din, and he said even with a bracha. Yeshua footnote number 16 brings down, in the name of the Igrus Moshe, the Moshe finds his etzal, shavadi lechatchila tov shiyochal kibetza. The person wants to get around this machlokes, so always try to have a kibetza rather than a kizayis, and this way you definitely have to wash, and you definitely have to make the bracha on netilas yadayim. But if the person doesn't wish to have an entire kibetza's worth of pas, he only wants to have a little bit of bread, a kizayis of bread, he paskins, you should in fact wash netilas yadayim, and tzarech levarech, and you should make a bracha. He brings down from Lura Yashu Zatzal that if somebody finds it difficult to eat a lot of bread for whatever the reason, they can rely upon the Vilna Gaon. And for example, on Shabbos in the Suda, this was the minhag of the Chazon Ish, they would only eat a small amount of bread. They would eat a kizayis worth of bread, but they would wash on it and they would make an al netilas yadayim, even though it was less than a kibetzah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that when you have less than a kibetzah, even if your hands are tameh, lo yitameh ayideh yadayim, it wouldn't be able to be metameh the size of the bread that's less than a kibetzah, and therefore that's why you don't have to wash according to the opinion over here of the Mechaber, brought down in the name of the Rokeach. L'chein, yesh lomar, degam ala netila l'gozru, and therefore the rabbis weren't gozer to even do netila sidayim. Alternatively, he suggests, oh, efshe, maybe, kiven delinyan b'yachas ha-mozum chashiv achila, since in regards to this type of eating of a kizayis, or between a kizayis and a kibetzah, in regards to benching, you do have to bench chashiv achila, it is considered an achila, as we will learn, dokaim ulon, de mevorachim b'yachas ha-mozum al kizayis, we do in fact bench if a person only ate a kizayis, so therefore chashiva gam linin netilas yadayim. Therefore, it also is considered significant that you should wash netilas yadayim. The lo pluk chachamim b'takonason, and the rabbis didn't make any distinction between washing for less than a kibetzah or for more than a kibetzah. The lochein yito yoda. Therefore, you should wash your hands. However, v'lo yivarach, according to this opinion of the rokeach brought down by the mechaber, you should wash if you ate less than a kibetzah, but you just shouldn't make the bracha. The bracha ain't no makeres ha-netila, because the bracha really is not important in terms of whether you should or you should not do the netila, and only if you ate more than a kibetzah or going to eat more than a kibetzah do you make the bracha. But if it's less than a kibetzah, more than a kizayis, then you should wash but not make the bracha. But that, furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dimahayo ba'ocho shir kibetzah afilu blo kliposa." If the item itself does have a kibetzah, then the kuli amatzurach netila b'bracha. Then you definitely should make the netila with the bracha when you do this. Yishufuda number 15 brings down le'inyan shir hazman la'achilos hashir kibetzah. How long does it have to take for a person to eat the kibetzah? So it brings down from Shlomo Zalman that the shir mitzdarv le'kibetzah shiyochal kol kizayis b'fdei achilos pras. That the kibetzah, which is made up of 2 kizayisim, you have to eat each kizayis within the shir of achilos pras, which is somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. And he brings down from Shlomo Zalman as well, shemishi yodeh shlo yochal kishnei zayisim ne'apas tol kidei achilos pras l'chozayis. And if somebody's going to eat this much slower, he's not going to eat it within the shear of kidei achilas pras for each kizayis, the 2 to 9 minute shear. So then yito yodav, he should still wash his hands. However, then he shouldn't make the bracha lo yivarach. However, the Shevet Halevi Rav Azza Zatzal disagrees, and he writes shim yochal rak kizayis b'chidei achilas pras as long as you ate one of the kizesim over here within the shear of kidei achilas pras, and then even though you ate the rest of it in a much slower pace, he says akoponim b'shir achilas pras godo kishir achasam sofer shuru teishadakos yochel avarach. As long as you ate the second one within the 9 minute shear of a kidei achilas pras, you shouldn't make the bracha, even though you may hold like the 2 or 40 minute shear. But as long as you ate one of the kizesim in a shorter period of time, and the other kizesim you ate up to the 9 minute shear, that would be acceptable to make a bracha as well. Brings out from Rabbi Yashiv, Shem Yochel Sakabetza Bishir Achilas Prasa Godol Dahinu Teshadakos Yochel Baruch. He says, no, even if you eat both of the kazesim in the shear of 9 minutes, that would be fine as well. And he adds, Shem Ochel if he eats other things as well, even if he eats something else in between or he talks in between, that's not considered a hefsek, and he should still make the bracha al until sedayim up front at the beginning. However, he should have in mind that he's going to eat the entire kibetzah's worth of pas, and he should keep this in mind the entire time that he eats the kibetzah of pas, so he shouldn't have a hesek hadas on the bracha. A kibetz or kizayis are not very much. According to some books that show you actual demonstrations of shiurim, kizayis could be about a ninth of a typical challah roll that's used for Shabbos. And a kibetz would either be twice as much of that, so 2/9, or maybe according to some shitas, up to 1/3 of the entire roll. But again, we're not talking about a huge amount when you're talking about a kizayis or a kibetz, when you're dealing with bread, which is a thick item, as opposed to matzah, which is a much thinner item. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Im ochel pochos mikizayis, if a person eats less than a kizayis, then yesh mish omer shein tzorch netila. Then he brings down the opinion in the name of the Rokeach that you don't have to go and make netila sedayim even, certainly not with a bracha, but you don't even have to do netila sedayim. The Mishbur explains, Dezelu chashivi achila afli inyan birchas hamazon, because here, if you eat less than a kizayis, that's not considered a significant eating, even in regards to birchas hamazon. You don't bench if you eat less than a kizayis. Then the Mishbur continues and he says, the Taz Paskins, dine yataz posach, kein ledina, dein tzorch netila. The Taz paskins this and says one should not wash their hands if they're having less than kizayis. One doesn't have to wash their hands if they're less than kizayis, and certainly you don't make a bracha. And this is also v'chein udas habach. This is also the opinion of the Bach, who is the Taz's father-in-law, and the chein hiskim agro. This is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon and the Birki Yosef, the great chidah. The heavy came b'shem Rashbats, and they're bringing this down in the name of the Rashbats. However, there is a machlokus over here. Mishnah Berurah brings down Bidas Halechem Chamudos Vamorgin Avram Del Yeraba Vodachronim the Af Pachos Mikizayis Dino Pachos Mikabetsa. There are those that say even if it's less than a kizayis, it has the same halacha as less than a kabetsa, which means V'yito Yodov V'lo Yivarok. You should wash your hands until it's a dayan, just don't make a bracha. How does he conclude? The Mishnah Berurah says V'alkin L'chadchila Nochum L'Hachmir B'zeh. It's preferable for a person to go and wash the hands in the Tila Sedayim. There's no harm in that. Just don't make the bracha. If you look in the Ber Heitev in Oz Gimel, he brings down that the Lechem Chamudos and the Morgan of Rom actually had a different gears over here. They had the Kol HaSiv Zehu Betos. This entire Siv Gimel is a mistake. It shouldn't read Im Ochel Pachos Mikizayis. Their Nusach was Im Ochel Pachos Mikibetza Ein Tzorch Netila. Then you don't have to wash Netila Sedayim. Mishnah Berurah continues. He writes, "Bedad yeshir kizayis atzorch netila l'kul yamuhu af imhoyam mepirurin dakin mitstarfin." Mishnah Berurah adds over here that how do you come up with a kizayis? That's including even if you're eating crumbs, if you're eating very small pieces of bread, if they're all mitstarf to be a kizayis, that still counts. You don't look at each individual piece; it has to be the size of kizayis. Same thing for a kibetza. Imhoyam kibetza shleima mepirurin. If you counted up all the little crumbs, you'd have an entire kibetza's worth. Tzorch levarach al netila gamkein. One can make and one should make a washing netila sedayim with the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah now adds, if a person is having some whiskey or some significant sharp drink, and he's taking a little bit of bread to sweeten the harsh taste of the whiskey, often hamavur lekam and simin reishud beis, as discussed in simin reishud beis, the ain tzorch levar chamotzi. In that situation, even if you eat a significant amount of bread, since you're not eating the bread for the purposes of eating the bread, but only to sweeten the harsh taste, mishum du tofel haishasiyah. And in that situation, the bread is actually tofel to the drinking. So yeshomim the gam netilas sudaim inot tzorich achim yesh bo kibetza. Then, according to that opinion, you shouldn't have to wash your hands, and you wouldn't make a bracha al netilas sudaim, even though you ate actually more than a kibetza's worth. Others disagree with that, and therefore the Mishnah says, "Look into all your rabba." The Mishnah Berurah then continues. He says, "If it's less than a kizayis, near shibavada yesh l'smol shul lahatzuch nintila b'zeaf lechachila. If you're eating less than a kizayis, you certainly don't have to wash your hands. The balav hochi yesh mekila, because even without this, there are those that are mekil, as we've already brought down the chanal. Ach bechadayis hochavetz yito yodav loy v'roch lanatila machem sofek. But he says the best eitz is if you're having more than a kizayis, then you should wash your hands. Don't make a bracha to get around any sort of a suffix. If you look in the Os Aleph at the bottom, quotes the Mishnah Berurah from Siman Reish Yud Beis, where he writes, "V'kosu achronim in the name of the Shalom, the tov limnoa milecho pas limtok shias chayayin sorof." Says it's not a good idea to have this bread that is toffle to the whiskey, to the liquor over here that you're drinking, to sweeten the taste. So, because who really knows why you're giving the bread? Is it really to just take away the harsh taste of the liquor? Or it's also because you're hungry and you'd like some bread. Then you certainly would have to go and wash in the Tilas Yadayim, and you'd have to say Hamotzi. So therefore, he says better not to do this. Now we go to Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, "Im ochel dovor shetibulo bi'echod mishivo mashlin." If a person goes and eats something that is wet, or he dipped it into one of the seven liquids that we find throughout Shas that are machshil lekabel tumah, these seven liquids can make something capable of accepting tumah. And these seven beverages have a famous mnemonic associated with them, which the Mechaber brings down over here. Shesimonim, their mnemonic is Yod Shochat Dom. And these are the seven letters in the words Yod Shochat Dom that stand for the seven liquids that have the capability of making something mukhshul kabel tumah. They can prepare something to accept tumah. And these are abbreviated. The Ramah says the yud in the first yud of Yod Shochat Dom is for yayin, for wine. The second letter dalid in the word yod is for davash. We'll explain that this means bees honey and not date honey. All of these seven liquids over here are not from juices. They're all products that are not from juices, with the exception of the grape juice or wine and the olive oil. But all the others are not from fruits. Fruit juices do not have the ability to be machshu, something to be mekabel tumah. So the dalet over here is davash. The Ramah continues and he says the shin from shochat stands for shemen, the ches stands for cholov, for milk. The tes at the end of shochat stands for tal, the dew. The second dalet is in the word dam, is for dam itself, and mem in the word dam stands for mayim, water. So for these seven liquids, if one dips something into them, we'll see what we're talking about in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. What does it mean if you eat something that's dipped into them? What type of foods are we talking about? The lo nisnagev, and they weren't dried off. So you're eating them while they are still wet. They're not dried off. Lo nisnagev. So therefore, afilu ein yodov no goes b'mokom mashki, even though your fingers aren't actually touching the place on the item that is wet, nevertheless, tzorech netila below bracha. Then before you touch this, you should wash your hands to make sure your hands aren't tameh, your hands aren't dirty, below bracha. But you shouldn't make a bracha al netila sedayim. Now let's try to understand this a lot better and look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, any item that you're going to dip into one of these seven liquids, what are some of the items? For example, hainu, afilu yerek, you're taking a piece of vegetable, or perus, or a fruit, or basar, or some sort of a meat, and you're going to dip it into these seven liquids, so then these laws that we just said, that you should wash netilas yadayim if you're going to touch the part that's wet, apply in this situation, albeit you don't make a bracha al netilas yadayim. The issue of footnote number 19 interestingly brings down, when you take it out of the refrigerator, they may have some moisture on them, so the stipler going, Zatzal, he would be choshesh that this is considered dipped into a liquid, and he would wash his hands before he would eat such vegetables that he took out from the refrigerator. However, the Shelos Achuvus, Eben Yisrael, disagrees, and he says that's not considered a significant water, and you don't have to wash until it's a dime in that situation. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, this whole concept of washing your hands when you're dipping in a vegetable or a fruit or meat, even though the rabbis didn't institute a formal din of netila sedayim on fruits and vegetables, as we've already pointed out in yesterday's show, this was only set up on bread, because bread was usually the main item that they would have their trumas made from, and therefore the rabbi said, we make this takana that Mirtz Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, we should be careful about truma and be making it tameh, so therefore we keep this custom today, even though we don't have truma in Tyre and we don't have truma. So it was only instituted for bread, but not for vegetables or fruits. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, Hosama Peris Atzmon Lonitnu Miyadayim. We're not talking here about the person touching the fruits and making them directly tummy from his own hands, shayadayim shneus him, because your hands have the halachic status of being a sheni latuma, and they would only have the ability to make the fruits into a shlishi, or the vegetables into a shlishi, then sheni osa shlishi b'cholav, and there is no concept of a third degree, a third level of tumah when it comes to items that aren't sanctified, they're not truma, they're not kachim. And therefore, there wouldn't be such a need to make such a tekana. However, masha'en came b'shetibulim b'mashke, but when the fruits or the vegetables are wet, so there is a special gzera de chachamim, the b'mashke, kaimelon de negiya b'yadayim metame yosom liyoskila. This is the one exception to the rule that normally you go down. When a rishon touches something, it becomes a sheni becomes a shlishi, etc. So the one exception is when your hands, which are a sheni, touch a liquid, they don't make the liquid into a shlishi, they paradoxically make the liquid into a tchila, into a rishon. And therefore, when you touch the wet vegetable, you would actually, with your second degree hands, your shiny hands, you would make the liquid on it into a rishon. And then the liquid on it would make the vegetable into a shiny. So therefore, the rabbis instituted over here, tiknu li tolas yadayim. They said, you should wash your hands until tolas yadayim beforehand, so your hands won't be a shiny anymore. And in this way, shelo yismu hamashkin al yodam, v'yislu achakach gama ochel. So the liquid on your hand that you now touched, the moist part of the vegetable, so your hands make that into a rishon, that moisture, that won't occur over here, because if your hands are clean themselves, so they can't turn the water into a rishon. Sivkan Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shetibulo, V'oson sheshokin peros, or yerek b'mayim lenakosan, if you're soaking fruits or vegetables in water in order to clean them off, that's also considered choshev tibulo b'mashke, it's as if you dipped it into the water. V'dovr shein darko l'tovlo, something that normally is not placed into water, oli yosol of mashke, though normally doesn't get wet, ain't soch nitilas adayim, that doesn't require nitilas adayim. The mils of the loshchichahi, because it's not a usually wet thing, and therefore v'logazur rabon, even if it's wet now. If you put your hands into water and then you suck the water from your finger, so you also don't have to wash Netilas Yadayim in that situation, because the rabbis never set up the Lo Tiknu Netilas Yadayim L'Shasiyas Mashkin for drinking of water or sucking the water from your finger. They never set that up, as we'll learn in Siv Vav. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, B'echad B'shiva Mashkin, from one of the seven liquids. However, Avoshar Minei Mashkin, any other types of liquids, for example, Haneschotu Min HaPeros, all other types of fruit juices, apple cider, orange juice, or things like that, Ein HaChashuv Mashkin, they're not considered amongst the seven liquids that can be Mukhshar L'Kabal Tumah. They can make something capable of accepting Tumah. Sivkan Yud Dalet Mishibur writes Devash, we're talking about Devorim, bee honey, Velo Shel Tmor, not date honey, Oshel Minachar, or any other type of fruit-producing honey. Kasva Poskim, the Poskim further say, Kol HaMashkim Shenikushu, if any type of a liquid became hard or congealed, Bein Ayidei Bishol, whether it's through cooking, Bein Ayidei Tzino, through cold, it's frozen, or solidified because of the cold, as long as it's no longer capable of giving off moisture when you touch it, and you get, so to say, the coldness or the feel of the moisture on your hand, but if you touch something else, you won't detect any moisture, lo chashivi mashu, then it lost its name of being a liquid, and it's now considered a solid. And Tosus goes so far as to say, even if it then solidifies, and then it became liquid again afterwards, then it's not considered a mashke, with the exception of sulas yayin or mayim, with the exception of water or wine, v'adin cholov shenikvo, and likewise with milk that became congealed or solid from the cold, kishechazru v'nimocho, when they go back and become liquid again, they do retain the status, chashivi mashke, they retain the status of being a liquid. Ulefizen, according to this, mirkachasim tugim advash, if you have some sort of a dish that is sweetened with honey, imadvash, and again we're talking about bee honey, imadvash aleim korush, if the honey on it is hardened, achein b'em tofeach manas latviach, it wouldn't make something else moist from touching that honey, l'kuliyam, according to everybody, mutal yochel b'lo netila, then you could eat that without having to wash until it's dying. V'madvash eino korsh, but if it's liquidy, it's not congealed, then the taz would say, das a taz, the choshev mashke, it's considered a liquid. However, the Magen Avraham disagrees, but das a Magen Avraham, the lo choshev mashke, he still considers it not a mashke in that situation. Why? Kivin she'omid hadvash hazeh l'achila v'lo mashke, because this is a solid, even though it may be somewhat liquidy, but the purpose is to eat it as a solid. Therefore, shem ochel alav, it has the name of being a food and not a liquid. Chayodim Hichwiya, how do you pass it over here between the Taz and the Mogen Avraham? Taz says it's considered a liquid, and the Mogen Avraham says it's considered a solid. So the Chayodim is Machriya, the Eish Chilik was there. There's a difference over here. Dim Kona Hadvash, if you purchase the Dvash Vavainu Moru Bishavo, and it's still attached to the wax, V'ticho Almanas Kidei Kain L'Takin Bo, and you then cut away the honey from the wax core, the comb, and you did this in order to sweeten the food item. Im kemi olum lo hayo olav shemashke. So it never really was a liquid. Kivan shiticho b'shul achila, because you cut it away from the comb for the purpose of eating. Ain't soch netilas dayim. Then you don't have to do netilas dayim. Aval akon edvash shekvar mehutoch min osu mashke meat. But if you buy honey, there was already in a liquid form like a mead, and it's made for the purpose of a liquid, then Chayodim says you would have to make a Netilas Adayim, even though you're going to use it as a solid, but since it originally was made as a liquid, then it has the status of a liquid. And he says, look in the Derech HaChaim, who adds, if you're eating with a fork, then Yesh L'Hokil as well, they don't have to wash Netilas Adayim. And calls that, this is a dish that is sweetened with honey. If you have it with sugar, then you certainly don't have to do Netilas Adayim, because sugar, the lo havi mashke at all. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tesvav says oil shemen. This is talking about all olive oil, shemen zayis. Or mashma the shar shemonim ainu mechal mashke. All other types of oils would not be considered like liquids for this din. We'll stop over here and we'll pick this up tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem. That concludes today's shiur.